Well, if you're a good Buddha, a kid Buddha, whatever you want to.
Would it have a name or just a boat?
Canoe, yeah, a little canoe, anything.
Does a canoe have a flat bottom or round bottom?
It has little, like a shaped up thing like that.
Kind of V-shaped. All right, how about the ends? Would it be pointed at the end?
A canoe would. It comes up with a horn, I say, on it. Mm-hmm. It's like...
Okay, well, what would you call a flat-bottom boat?
A flat-bottom boat is just a little tiny flat-bottom boat.
Fish boat. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They did. There was one outside, but they moved.
Oh, mm-hmm. And if a little child was just learning how to dress himself, the mother might bring in the clothes and put them down in front of the child and say, here.
Put on the coats.
Well, starting the sentence with here and then here blank your clothes. Here.
Start putting your clothes on.
Well, would you say here's your clothes or here are your clothes? How would you say that?
Here are your clothes.
All right. And if you met a little boy on the street and he was afraid of you, he thought you were going to hurt him, you might say, don't cry.
I'm not going to hurt you.
All right. Then if you were having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right, you would say, well, I'm right.
I'd ask him to forgive me if I was wrong.
Okay, would you ever say, ain't I, or aren't I, or am I not, or anything like that?
Am I not right?
Would you say, ain't I, or aren't I, or am I not, or...
I need a bunch, all right.
Okay. It's not the kind of thing that you very often say anyway,
no.
So it's hard to know what you really
want
to say. Let's see. If somebody thanked you for a ride into town, but you had already intended to go to town, you'd say, don't mention it, we...
Started the town.
Or we were...
Go away.
Would you say the whole thing? Don't mention it, we...
We were going to town.
Okay. And if you were talking about the good old days when things were better than they are now, you might lean back and say, ah, blank, the good old days.
Days are better than they are now sometimes.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody's asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no, it
wasn't me.
Okay. And if you wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you might take a little square of cloth to use as a...
Sure, what I wanted.
And you'd call that a...
piece of cloth like I wanted to get.
Or, and if you were buying... You wanted to buy some paint and you weren't sure of what color, then you might ask them to give you a little what of the paint? A little... Or if in a store they were giving away a certain kind of new product, you'd say they were giving a free... Or they might...
A free... I don't know what
if they might send you a bar of soap in the mail just to get you to try it. They call that a free...
sample.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. If you see a dress that you like very much, you might say that's a very...
pretty dress. Mm-hmm.
But the one over there is even...
prettier.
Mm-hmm. And what would you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Yeah. And to sign your name in ink, you would use a
pen.
And to put a baby's diaper on, you would use a
pen.
And soup comes in a can made out of?
Soup comes in a can.
Made out of?
Chicken.
What's the can made of?
Oh, tin.
Mm-hmm. And a dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
Mm-hmm. Not worth very much anymore.
Oh, it sure is. Can't hardly buy a piece of bubble gum. I don't like bubble gum.
Well, I never have chewed bubble gum. But so I really don't know how much. You used to be able to buy a pack of gum for a nickel, is that right? Is it a dime now?
Yeah.
Can you still buy it for a dime? What would you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Coat.
Uh-huh. And in a man's outfit, if it were three-piece, you'd say it was the coat, and then under the coat would be the...